Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You know what's a lot of fun? Let me tell you what I noticed today about what I didn't do. Most people notice things they do. Hey, you see what I did yesterday? Or what did you do today? Or what were you doing yesterday? Me, I look at it as what didn't I do today? What didn't I do today? I didn't turn on the news today. Didn't need to. Same old crap, round and round. Here's the deal. Put it down. Get your head out of it. Yes, yes, yes. Of course, Armed American Radio is going to be there for you to monitor the events as it pertains to your rights. We'll always be there for you. It's what we do. But to the victors go the spoils. And I don't know about you, but I am so darn glad that that election is over. Sean, I want to bring your mic live. I hate to catch you on the spot, but can you bring your mic live for just a second for me?
Yeah.
How you doing today, Shanto, down in Dallas, Tejas? How you doing?
I do's very well.
Are you as happy as I am that this election is done, and I mean with a capital done? Are you as happy as I am about that?
Yes, I'm getting more time with Food Network, but yes, I am very happy that it's, I've been happy.
At what point in time, you know, yeah, this has been something that it's been tedious. America's tired of it. You've got maybe, I don't know, maybe Jill Stein isn't tired of it, but, you know, my point being is that the country's tired of the political deal, and hence why I think you've seen, with the exception of the media going crazy, and you know my disdain for the media, they just don't know what to do because they've been really relegated to history. Trump's relegated them to history. Everything is looking up. People are feeling good now that this is over, aren't they? Aren't you sensing that?
I know I am.
I am too, and I think that's, you know, and it's a real feeling, isn't it? It comes from within. You can feel it. We've talked about it. It's that breath of fresh air. I said, it's that breath of freedom. You just feel so different and so good, knowing, man, I don't have to do that. And you know, Sean, today I didn't bother with it today. I have my sources that I use for news and show and research and everything else that we do here. And I was able to glance down, and I didn't feel it necessary for the first time in quite some time to listen to the same crapola over and over and over again from a bunch of pundits who know nothing and
not
just sit
thing.
There and speculate. Not a thing. They don't know nothing. Not a thing, right?
It's the same old guy saying the same old thing. They just you choose a different topic.
Well, you don't even have to choose a different topic. They'll run with it over and over again. That's why I said the whole Jill Stein thing, you know. I don't even know why they're making that news. She shouldn't even be on. It shouldn't even be news. And I think Americans are tired of that. So I say this for a reason. Because Armed American Radio means so many things to so many different people. You know, I get the emails from the political junkies. Oh, man, thanks for being on top of this, man. We couldn't do it without you. You know, you've kept our heads above water. I get the email from the people who hate politics. Man, can't you go back to talking about what Glock you should carry under these conditions? You know, you get it all, right?
Yeah.
And we've covered all of it for so many years. So it's just, where I'm going was, it's just so refreshing not to have to worry about this from this perspective because we won. We won. We defeated those who wanted to take away your rights and who wanted to put this show out of business and others like it. They can't stand it, but we won. And now we are free to do many, many other things. And you know, going back to Armed American Radio's roots is really what I'm looking forward to because we no longer have to worry about, well, we don't have to worry about Hillary Clinton winning any election, do we? And that makes a big difference. One of my favorite topics is happy endings. I just love happy endings. Take a listen to this.
An attempted home invasion turned deadly after the victim managed to get a hold of the robber's gun. It happened last night in Culpeper, Virginia. Now, one suspect was killed, another arrested. Two more are still on the loose. This was Chris Gordon has details of the dramatic takedown. Woodland Church Road is a rural area where gunshots are heard often. Neighbors say it's usually people shooting squirrels, but last night, just after 6 o'clock, the shots coming from this house sounded unusual.
Pop, 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 then stopped. Later again, pop, 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 pop.
The Culpeper County Sheriff's Office says the resident of this house shot and killed an intruder.
It's too early to say if the homeowner will be charged. At this point, we're still investigating.
Now, I'm going to stop that right there before I go any further. That's a spokesperson for the county sheriff's office in Culpeper. Culpeper is a very rural area of central Virginia. Know the area well. Used to date a girl from Culpeper back when I was in college, not too far from Culpeper. Down southwest of Roanoke, Virginia, in Radford, when I went to Radford University. So Virginia listeners know your area well. But I'm going to give that man right now the Bonehead of the Week award. And you'll understand in just a second. Take a listen. Finish this out. His comment was, right now it's too soon to tell if the homeowner will be charged. Yeah, okay. Take a listen to this.
What happened? Investigators say 21-year-old Delonte Jones from Prince George's County and 18-year-old Amber Ely of Orange, Virginia, knocked on the front door asking for help with their car. The resident told them to leave, but Jones then forced his way in.
And then Mr. Jones struck the homeowner in the head with a firearm, at which point a struggle ensued between the homeowner and Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones was then struck in the abdomen.
Now, that's the same spokesperson who just seconds earlier said, well, it's too early to tell if the homeowner is going to be charged, and then goes on to tell you that these people knock on the door, the homeowner doesn't want to help them, that's his prerogative, and they force their way into the man's house. The guy's telling you, the same guy who's saying it's too early to tell if he's going to be charged, tells you then, subsequently, that they forced their way into the house, struck him with a pistol. In other words, he was pistol whipped in his own home by these people he didn't want in his own home. Continuing.
Investigators say the resident had taken control of the gun. Neighbors don't really know him. They say he just moved in with his wife and child weeks ago.
Crazy. This is a very, very nice neighborhood. I've lived here since 1970.
Oh, this doesn't happen where I live. This is crazy. These things don't happen in my neighborhood. This is a beautiful area. We live on the right side of the tracks. These things happen to people I read about in the newspaper who live over on the wrong side of the tracks. This is just crazy. God, I love being able to cover stuff like this with you. This is what Armed American Radio is all about. Continuing.
Never had anything like this.
Investigators are looking over surveillance camera video from a neighboring house that shows a dark-colored car turning in a driveway. Investigators say they want to talk to the young man and woman who were in the car that fled the scene after the shooting, because they are being considered persons of interest. In Culpeper, Virginia, Chris Gordon, News 4.
All right. Lots of dynamics in play here, aren't there? Take what you just heard at the end. Oh, let me stop her. There we go. Sorry about that. Let's cut her out. We don't want her. She's very nice, I'm sure, but we don't need her story there right now. But lots of dynamics in play here. Take, for example, what we heard at the end of this story. Well reported, too, by the way, from Channel 4. That's why we left him on so we get his name. I like that guy. But let's take what we heard at the end. The police want to talk to the people who fled in the vehicle. Well, wait a minute now. The two individuals who approached the door said they had vehicle trouble. They didn't have enough vehicle trouble that the vehicle couldn't flee the scene. Right? So let's take that back to the sheriff's spokesperson who says, well, it's too early to tell if the homeowner is going to be charged. It is. All I need is that two-minute clip, and I can tell you that there is absolutely no way that homeowner is going to be charged. I don't even know why he would say that. That homeowner is not going to be charged with anything. I know Culpeper, Virginia very well. I know Virginia very well. Lived in Virginia for a long time. Virginia's a very gun-friendly state. Doesn't matter that Terry McAuliffe is running it. It's a very gun-friendly state. They hear gunfire all around rural Culpeper all the time because that's life in rural Culpeper. People out there plinking on their own property and doing whatever they want to do because they can. When we come back, we'll break that down and kind of end that tape. But that's fascinating. Don't you just love happy endings? And when we come back, I've got another happy ending for you that you get to hear. You actually get to hear the happy ending. Oh, it's just so wonderful to be able to breathe again, isn't it? Isn't it, Armed American Radio listener? Boy, oh boy, oh man. And we've got information for you too. These things happen. And if you ever find yourself in a situation like this, I can help you. That's what I do. We'll be right back.
You know, arming yourself with a firearm, it's not just a responsibility, it is also your Second Amendment right. Now, I take this very seriously, which is why I am a proud member of the USCCA. Now, they're dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners just like you and me. Now, I know you take your gun rights seriously, too. Now, that's why I want to let you in on something big. The USCCA now wants to give you $1,600 to buy one of five elite guns. Now, I'm talking about high-quality pistols some of us only dream of owning, like a Sig Sauer 1911 Spartan and the Smith & Wesson M&P R8. But that's only two of them. Just go to DefendFamily.com and see the entire list and pick out which elite gun to add to your arsenal. And 95 runner-ups will win a USCCA range bag complete with eye and ear protection. That's 100 winners in total. I don't think I've ever seen better odds than that. So go get your free entry just by visiting DefendFamily.com. That's DefendFamily.com, where you could take home one of five elite guns you've always wanted.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at aliengearholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, heck yes, it is. We are breathing, man. The asthma masks are off. The stench of the 2016 campaign is just history, and we're free, and we're feeling it, and we're loving it, and we're breathing it. And I've been telling you for quite a while that we were getting ready to, you know, that it was just going to be so fun to be able to take that. Just not to smell it anymore, you know. I guess that's a great way to say it, just not to smell it. I want to get back to what I was talking about before with the Culpeper home. You know, this was just to recap if you're just joining the program. Those of you rejoining, bear with me just a second. There was a couple guys in Culpeper, Virginia, approached a home, very rural area of Virginia, by the way, where it is commonplace to hear gunfire throughout the neighborhood. On a daily basis, neighborhood, you know, these are rural houses, acreage, lots of gunfire. It's freedom. It's America. It's what it's all about. It's not urban garbage, city dwelling, you know, flyover country. And two of, you know, Virginia's classic beauties pulled up in a vehicle, got out, approached a homeowner's front door. When he answered the door, they tried to feign car trouble. He said, sorry, not interested in helping you because something was off. He could stench, you know, there was a stench there. It didn't smell right. He knew it. That's that gut instinct I talk to you about all the time, right? How to trust your gut instinct. We discuss it all the time. Learn how to trust it, by the way. He did. He closed the door. They forced their way in the house, pistol whipped him in his own foyer. He was able to turn the tables, grab the gun, shoot the attacker. Then the car, supposedly with car trouble, fled. So it didn't have that much trouble. Well, the sheriff's spokesperson gets the Bonehead of the Week award this week for saying, well, the homeowner is, it's still too early to tell if there's going to be any charges. No, there's not. I could tell you by listening to the two-minute news clip I played for you that it's not too early. He's not going to be charged. No one breaks into a home forcibly in America. Even if the homeowner was a jerk and they really did need assistance. That doesn't give them the right to force their way in the house and pistol whip the guy, does it? No, darn it, you're going to help me. It doesn't work that way in the land of the free and the home of the brave, does it? No, it doesn't. So he turned the tables. The car fled. There's not going to be any charges. Lots of dynamics in play. Then we hear the lady, the neighbor, you know, probably 10, 12, 15 acres down the road, saying, I can't believe that this happened here. And the reason I can say that, by the way, is because the video clip shows the home and all the acreage around. There's not a home to be seen around it. So there's a lot of acreage. 8, 10, 12, 15, 20 plus acres is not unusual in this area. And the homeowner down the road says, I just can't believe this. This never happens here. This doesn't happen here. This is a woman living her life in denial. What do we tell you about being in denial? If you live in denial, you invite activity like this. How do I know that? You invite activity like this. Walk around New York City with your picture, your camera up in the air all the time. You're inviting trouble. Don't look like a tourist. You want to blend in. Look like the natives. It's rule number one. It's those people who tend to be the ones who get attacked. People who go through their life in denial. Oh, I live in this is a nice neighborhood. I've got a gate in front of my street. Oh, nothing happens here. They're the ones that react like you heard on the tape. And then, of course, at the end of the tape, we hear the newscaster talk about how the car fled and those people are persons of interest. Well, that tells you right then and there they didn't have car trouble or they would have run in and said, what did you do? We just got a broke down car. We can't move. They took off because they were criminals. Now, here's what I want you to think about. This whole thing was premeditated. It was pre-planned. You've got four criminals. Let me get you some insight into how criminals think. They planned this in advance. They sat around the criminal's lair. Wherever it was, maybe it was their car, maybe it was down in a van by the river. Maybe it was a tree stump. They were sitting around camping because they're homeless. I don't know. Maybe they stole the car. But they had the following conversation. Hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go. Me and her are going to get out. We're going to walk up to the door. You cats are going to sit right here in the driveway. All right? We'll circle around and find a place that's out in the middle of nowhere until we find something that looks good. See if somebody's home. We'll approach the door. If somebody's home, well, we'll just bust our way in. You guys sit here with the car running. We'll tell them we got car trouble, okay? Now, I'm sure the conversation didn't quite sound, you know, you can make the conversation sound however you want, but this is what they were talking about. However they discussed it, that's what they were doing. This is what criminals do. They don't just show up at a doorstep. They sat there and planned this. They planned on harming someone.
Hey, Mark.
There is evil on our streets. Shanto, go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, it looks like these two cats better get a better plan.
Well, you know, criminals aren't the brightest bulbs in the knife drawer.
These two sure won't.
Did you get that? The brightest bulbs in the knife drawer?
Exactly. I mean, how do you take a gun to a
they're not fight the sharpest bulbs in the lamp.
Altogether.
What my point being here, Sean, and you get this. You've worked with me on Armed American Radio for years. We're what? You know, almost a decade into this together.
Yeah.
Okay. You understand this.
Oh, absolutely.
You understand that evil exists. But this is what evil does. Now, that woman we heard on the tape who said, I just don't understand this. This doesn't happen around here. She's thinking, this isn't Richmond. This isn't Washington, D.C. That's what she's thinking. And I mean, Culpepper's so small, she might even be thinking, this isn't Lynchburg. Lynchburg's very small, but it's bigger than Culpepper's where I'm going with that. Those of you in Virginia know, you get the joke. But, you know, my point being that this is what she's thinking. This doesn't happen here. Well, she now found out that it, in fact, does happen there. And I was a little bit surprised when I heard the sheriff's spokesperson say, well, it's a little bit too early. No, it's not. I can tell you right now we can follow up on this in a month, in 2 weeks, in 3 days, whenever we follow up on this. No charges against this homeowner. Not going to happen. How much time do I have, Shanto?
A little more than 2 minutes.
Take a listen to this next one. Oh, hold on a second. We have to unmute. You know, I had to stop that other woman from talking before. See, I just cut into my time. I hate when I do that. That's the production aspect. I want you to take a listen to this. This is really good. Love happy endings.
Man, I got three black males that are at my house. Two got out. They're getting ready to jump the fence.
The calm voice you're listening to belongs to a 31-year-old homeowner who's inside his Sunrise residence Monday morning when all of a sudden three burglars shatter a glass door.
No, burn my house right now.
I'm going to stop it right there because I don't want the happy ending to be taken over by happy outro music, if that makes any sense. The homeowner, in this case, was on the phone with 911 while the individuals were breaking into his house. He called 911. He saw them. He saw them approach the house. He immediately, what did he do? He did the right thing. He immediately called 911. Now, Rob Pincus is not here. Rob Pincus is on vacation. We've discussed this with Rob many, many times. In this situation, I'm very sure that this individual retreated to a safe room in his house, knew where to go, and you'll be able to hear that in just a second. You're going to love this happy ending, I promise you. This is what Armed American Radio is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Gosh, amazing to take a breather. Whew, we'll be right back. Oh, Charlie Cook. Riding Shotgun with Charlie, he'll be here too. We'll let him comment on it. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, loving this day today, loving this day today. Let me tell you why. I am, as most of you know, in the metropolitan Atlanta area. And while it's home now, it's not where I'm from. I'm from parts unknown, quite frankly. I lived all over the place growing up. Never had one place to call home. Home to me is my adopted hometown of Tampa, Florida. By the way, Tampa, Florida, I will be in Tampa this coming Sunday broadcasting the Monster Show from Frankie's Patriot Barbecue on Almerton Road, right across the bay from Tampa, right there in Clearwater. The Sunday Monster Show from Frankie's Patriot Barbecue. Captain Matt Bruce from the Captain's America, 860 AM in Tampa, will be there. Frankie's Patriot Barbecue. We go out there and we work with these guys, the vets. There's going to be a lot of law enforcement there and veterans there, and we love it. We love participating. Love that. So keep that in mind. But this area, for the first time, we haven't had any rain here for years. Let me back that up. For months. It's been about 3 months. We literally haven't had any rain here in my neck of the woods for about 3 months at the Crossbreed Holster Studios. And it is one of those dreary, dull, gray, icy, cold, you know, cold. It's, you know, high 50s. It's not Minneapolis cold, Minneapolis 1280, but it's cold. It's like a Seattle mist. And I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. I'm digging it. It makes for, you know, just comfortable radio today. It's a great day to be free. And I'm digging the break from the sun. So just wanted to get that out there. It's got me in the right mood. Let me introduce my guest for the remainder of the half hour. Then I want to go through this audio tape with you because it's unbelievable. And this is a great site. Riding Shotgun with Charlie. I've ridden Shotgun with Charlie. Charlie Cook is a great guy. We'll talk a little bit about what riding Shotgun with Charlie is in just a moment. But first, we'll just let him kind of sit in here and play along and analyze happy endings with us. Charlie, how you doing?
Mark, thanks for having me. I am doing great.
Your gun grams are exploding all over the place. We'll go there in just a minute. So I just wanted to let you know that I didn't forget that, okay?
All right. I'm hanging tight, man.
All right. Charlie, I love happy endings.
You've been playing a lot of happy endings recently.
I know. Isn't that wonderful?
It's a good thing.
I love happy endings. That means you've been listening to the show. God bless you, Charlie Cook. I just love you to death. There's a reason I love you to death. That's one of many. But, yeah, happy endings to me are what freedom really is all about. Because the mainstream press never covers these happy endings, and I love to cover these happy endings. Charlie, I've got an audio. I'm going to start it from the beginning, and then we're going to break this down because this is truly a happy ending. Take a listen to this. Now, this is a 911 call occurring in Sunrise, Florida that was recorded, and we have the audio. Take a listen.
Hey, I got three black males that are at my house. Two got out. They're getting ready to jump the fence.
The calm voice you're listening to belongs to a 31-year-old homeowner who's inside his Sunrise residence Monday morning when all of a sudden three burglars shatter a glass door.
No, they're in my house right now.
The man remains on the phone with dispatch while he retrieves his shotgun. Seconds later, the homeowner opens fire.
Sir, are those shots fired?
Yes.
Tell me what is happening, sir.
I killed one, I think.
The intruder, now identified as 21-year-old Albert Jones, is dead. But his two partners in crime are already on the run, fleeing from the home before police arrive. Later in the day, police would catch up with the other two intruders, 26-year-old Curtis Jeffries and 23-year-old Jose Coleman, both facing murder charges.
There's a co-defendant in this case who is dead. You are young men, 26, Mr. Jeffries. You're 23, Mr. Coleman. I don't know what you did. I don't know what you didn't do. But here's what I know. You don't want to wind up dead.
Now, to me, that's a happy ending. Charlie Cook, we got to hear their very, very dynamic situation unfolding in real time. What I can tell you more than likely happened, this is an individual who, from what we can hear, did everything right. Immediately, he saw the intruders, watched them, dialed 911, stayed on the phone with dispatchers, no doubt went to a safe room in the house, because I'm sure he doesn't walk around with a shotgun strapped over his shoulder, got into a safe room where he had his shotgun, was prepared with his shotgun, stayed on the phone with 911. He saw them. He fired. There were four shots fired, one killed. The others fled the scene. Charlie,
yeah.
Comment.
This is what I want to say. I took some notes as I was listening. Obviously, this guy's had some sort of, I don't want to say tactical training, but he's had some sort of home defense training because he knows he needs to call the police and get the 911 line open so they can hear what's going on. He, like you said, he did retreat to what was a safe room, and he did have a gun with him. I think it's kind of interesting that he did fire more than two shots, which would be I call it the Joe Biden special, the double barrel shotgun, fire two blasts in the air. It's not like he had a pump action shotgun. So it's good that he didn't fire two shots and then have to reload and he still had more ammunition. And I was listening to the other one that you had earlier. where they broke into the house. I like to tell people, you know, I live in Massachusetts and we can only have post-ban high cap magazines. I like to tell people they should get a Glock and they should get a high cap magazine for their Glock, a pre-ban high cap, because bad guys have friends. And in both of these stories, bad guys have friends. There was one that had two people waiting in the car, and the one dead suspect ended up, you know, his two friends were shot at also. Bad guys have friends. This is why we need high cap magazines.
All right, you just touched on a bunch of things. Wow, and we're not going to have time. Oh, boy, whoa, I wish we had time to go through all of that, Charlie Cook. I really do wish we had time to go through all that. There was a couple things I want to take away from what you just said. Now, we don't know. I am surmising here, as you are. You heard the audio at the same time I played the audio. You agree with me that there's no doubt that he retreated somewhere. Like I said, he was not walking around his home with a shotgun. Now, it is entirely possible he saw somebody. I had the benefit of seeing the audio. I also had the benefit of living in Florida. And these are cookie-cutter neighborhoods, home, zero lot line homes. Boom, 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 boom. You can literally hand a cup of sugar out the window in the bathroom from one to the neighbor to the other. If you pass each other in the side yard with a lawnmower, the wheels are going to get caught, okay?
Right.
And that's the type of neighborhood that he was in, just the typical ranch stucco, you know, 2,000 square foot Florida cookie cutter home. So these guys clearly had ill intent. If you're going to go in on a hot burglary anyway, any law enforcement will tell you, any trainer will tell you, these are the most dangerous burglaries of all. These are people who are willing to do bad things when they know or even have the idea that the homeowner even may be home, Charlie. So this guy, in fact, did the right thing. He retrieved the shotgun. I don't know that he was in the room. We never do find out, did they come into the room where he was, or did he actively seek them out? Okay? That would be open for discussion. I'm looking forward to getting Pincus on the program and talking to him about that. Love to get his insight into something like that. But the fact of the matter is, we are in agreement that this man did everything right from what we can discern. Agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Any criticism that you can tell from here, do you think?
No, I don't think so. I mean, when you listen to the audio, it sounds like he did everything perfect. He got 911 on the phone, so 911 can hear what's going on. The operator even asked him if there were shots fired. I think he did everything great, you know. And
did you hear how calm he responded, Charlie?
I can't believe it. A lot of times when you hear these 911 calls, the people are screaming and crazy and frantic. So this, I mean, as guys that are instructors, this really tells us that this guy had some training and knew what to do in a situation like this. You know,
yeah,
he had a game plan beforehand, which honestly is the most important part of having a plan to protect yourself or to protect your home.
I can tell you from personal experience and from my being a certified instructor myself and from many years of doing this, from writing books about this, from pulling a firearm on individual people. If this is not something you've planned for or thought about could happen in your own life, you would not have reacted the way the man in this audio tape on 911 reacted. This is why you have to think. This is why you have to accept that there are bad people who do bad things. You need to plan for it, and you need to train for it. When we come back, more with Charlie Cook. Riding Shotgun with Charlie. We'll tell you about that.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 4guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's 1of4guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Man, oh man, happy endings make the show fly by. They really do, and I'm a big fan of happy endings. I really am. I'm talking with Charlie Cook from, Charlie's just such a cool guy, Riding Shotgun with Charlie. But let me tell you a little bit first about how I can help you out in a situation like one of these two cases.
Everyone wants it's safety and security
see, and not
for
like
their family
that.
And
see,
loved
everybody
ones.
Wants safety and security.
Whoa, 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 wait.
That's safety and security. See, I have to run all these boards from my computer here. Isn't that funny, Sean?
What's
next
going
time,
on?
Cut
Hold
that up. Well, let me tell you what's going on. Actually, that's a great question. That's a video by Tim Schmidt from USCCAOnAir.com. And what it was I forgot to turn the volume down. And if you go over to USCCAOnAir.com, you'll see that you have 7 hours, 11 minutes exactly from right now to activate one of three. And I tell you this every day on the radio, but I'm going to tell you again today because the Gun a Day giveaway is going on today still through the end of the month. But you have the opportunity today to activate one of three USCCA Self-Defense Shield memberships to the organization. Silver, gold, platinum. As I tell you every day, silver, $300,000 in protection, gold, $575,000 in protection, platinum, $1.125 million in protection. As little as $13 a month, $22 for gold, $13 for silver, and $30 for platinum. I have platinum, and my wife has platinum. And this is the protection that I know every time I step outside of my home with my firearm, which is every single day. Everywhere I go, I'm protected. I'm also protected in my home. And I just played you two audio clips of individuals. And the reason I say this, the reason it's important, is you heard that sheriff say, the sheriff spokesperson say in the first clip, Charlie, come join me here. Do you remember what he said? He said, it's too early to tell if what?
Oh, it's too early to tell if they're going to press charges. What they should really do is just give this guy the key to the city for it and make him mayor for the day.
Well, they ought to. And yet we get the comment from a sheriff. Now, I can tell you right now, the guy's not going to be charged. I can tell you that. There's no way this guy's going to be charged. However, you may have an overzealous prosecutor who does not appreciate your constitutional right to defend yourself and is having a bad day that day and may decide to level charges or convene a grand jury. You may get arrested. The self-defense shield protects you. Visit USCCAOnAir.com right now to find out which one of these three self-defense shield levels can benefit you the most. We've got something over there for every single budget. And you'll get to watch the video of Tim Schmidt that I accidentally played some of the audio for. It's a great video. In fact, one of the attorneys, Andrew Branca, who is on the video, is going to be on the Monster Program this coming Sunday. Now, the Gun of Day giveaway is a rifle today. Three chances to win. They're giving away three rifles. Springfield Armory M1A SOCOM 16s, three of them. Value, MSRP, manufacturer suggested retail price. For those of you who don't understand capitalism, that means manufacturer suggested retail price, $1,500. That's the amount of money you're going to get in a check delivered to you to buy the rifle. If you want to buy something else, feel free, have at it. All you need to do is visit USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com today. Okay, Charlie.
Hey.
The happy endings. I'm a big fan of the happy endings. As you know, we've played a number of happy endings over the last few weeks. Love the opportunity to do those. In the meantime, tell me quickly about riding shotgun with Charlie. This is a very cool concept, and I love it. Go ahead.
Thanks, man. Riding shotgun with Charlie is basically an interview program that I do in my car, kind of like a carpool karaoke thing, where I get in the car and the car's a really intimate area to talk with somebody, and it's easy to, I don't want to say break somebody down, but it's easy just to have a conversation. And what it is I've got some GoPro cameras and I interview people. We talk about, I've talked to you and Lee Michaels and Peter Johnson. We talk gun stuff, but I've talked to some people that are non-gun guys and gun gals, and it's just a good time to get in the car. I drive, they ride shotgun. We just sit and talk.
Your T-shirts are cool, too.
Oh, thanks.
Where can people get a T-shirt?
Honestly, if people can email me at writingshotgunwithcharlie@gmail.com. I made a batch of T-shirts before the GRPC, and I gave some of them away there. And I've had a couple of my friends ask for T-shirts, and I actually just got an email from the place that I had T-shirts, and they're like, hey, is it time to order some more? So I've got people that are like, I actually went to give one away, and I'm a guy. I got extra large shirts and a couple of double XLs, and I went to give one to a cute petite woman, and she said, do you have a small? And I'm like, no. And she's like, when you get a small one, send one to me.
But the T-shirts are out. You know, this is very cool stuff. I got to sit in the car with you. You gave me a ride from the hotel, actually, over to the Minneapolis State Fair when we went over into the Minneapolis State Fair just this past August. And I got to sit with you in the car. It was a hot day, too. Always is up there in August time of year. Wasn't it? And I had to look the part, man. I had my blue blazer on and everything, right?
Wearing the shades, looking cool.
Had the shades on. Well, you know, I walk into places with those. Those are the Ray-Ban shades, and I'll actually wear them in the bank and stuff, and I'll apologize to people. I'm like, look, I'm not trying to be a rock star here, but these are prescription sunglasses, and I can actually see with these. So now I know why people like Gene Simmons and Bono and those guys wear those shades inside, because they can actually see with them, you know?
There we go.
But there we go. But I had the shades, and we had a really good conversation. That video is up on YouTube. You've done the same thing with the Black Man with a Gun. He's absolutely awesome.
Ken Blanchard I called him up. I sent him an email in June, and I said, hey, I've got this idea for something I'd like to do, and I want to come down to D.C., and I want to drive you around. And he sent me a video from his car, which I thought was totally cool, and he said, come on down, man, let's do it. And I know when we got in the car, he wasn't sure what to expect, but we talked about music. I'm a musician. He plays. He's a musician. We talk about music. We talked about gun stuff. We talked about politics. We talked about You know, he talked about the racial roots of gun control, and man, it was just a great time. It really was.
Well, I got to tell you, you're on to something with that, Charlie. I think it's great, and I'm really glad you could make it to the program. We talked last week, and I was able to book you up a few days in advance, and I was glad you could do it. You are a musician, and the fact that you are a musician, how is it okay? Would you mind if I played a little bit of your? We're coming up on Christmas, right?
Absolutely. I don't care which one it is, man. Knock it out. I'd love to hear it.
All right. Now, these are gun grams. Let's make sure that I don't make a mistake here. We got Charlie Cook from Riding Shotgun with Charlie. He does these amazing gun grams where you play your what?
I play the trumpet with my left hand, and I shoot a gun with my right hand.
Check this out.
Everybody.
That is a Charlie Cook gun grab.
Wow.
You gotta get the Sean, did you like that?
That caught me off guard. That's pretty good.
That was wonderful. Now Charlie is in a tie with a reindeer with the Santa Claus hat on. Charlie Cook, you are absolutely awesome. You're amazing. I love you, man. Thanks for the break. What a great program. I'm looking forward to bringing you on. Now, you're going to do some gun grams. Can you play live for us on the Monster broadcast leading up to Christmas?
It might be a little dark out, but...
Well, we can't fire the guns out when you do. That'll be too cold. But we'll go ahead and play this and a couple other ones. But Charlie, thank you so much for being here. That's Riding Shotgun with Charlie. Charlie Cook, you're amazing, Charlie. Thanks so much. Appreciate it very much. You've been listening to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. And make sure to check out Charlie's gun grams. I'm going to see you on the radio tomorrow when we do it all over again.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.